Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Thursday morning. We're at April 23rd. It's 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
Oh, it's a little delay.
I know.
I got mixed up. Kind of like that.
Sassy on a Thursday.
Sassy. Ooh, listen. We have 4 hours of sass. 353 hours of sass. Giddy up. EMCs, good morning
From
to you.
From which one of us, though? You know it'll be you.
He was talking about, we'll find out. Yeah,
we'll
see how the show progresses.
That's a great point.
A lot of things happening. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunshine and a high of 70 degrees. We're all going to enjoy that. EMCs, you're certainly going to enjoy that. We'll have Stevie on the socials on the way at 6:40. We have Around Cleveland, How Much Do You Make? Coming up at 7:10. There's lots of things happening. Getting qualified. You're picking your tickets all week long. This week is always a really, really good time. Let's get it started. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We take one guess a day. Who do you think he is? He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope.
Clearly, we have no winner. We started this game. Let's see. Oh, it is a baby. On March 16th, the last few guesses. Yesterday was Bob Barker. We've had Kobe Bryant and Meatloaf and Robert Redford and Rocky Calavito and Tom Petty. Those are the last, whatever that is, five or six. So it's none of those names. Who do you think it is? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Do you have a guess for dead guy in an envelope today?
About James Vanderbeek.
James Vanderbeek? Oh, no, it's not James Vanderbeek.
It's not James Vanderbeek. By the way, deeper in the list, that has been guessed, which means we need a new guess. I want somebody that's not on the list. If it is on the list, I will certainly let you know. James Vanderbeek has already been guessed, so we need one more guess at 216-343-1021. So is today the day, or what should it? I think it has to be. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
The day for what?
Your NFL draft breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
We have the Cavs tonight, game three.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a home game. You already talked about during the three things you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the draft, which is, fellow Browns fans, this is our Super Bowl. I mean,
you need something.
We do need something.
Right.
So this is the night.
It's a big night.
We've been waiting for this all year as Browns fans because playoffs are... it's hit or miss.
Sure.
It's very hit or miss. Right, Browns fans, along with myself. I've rooted for the Browns since as long as I can remember. My dad loves the Browns.
I'm just putting my final touches on my breakdown, though.
Okay.
Like, I'm not ready yet to break it down. Sporty Jen's sporty draft update is what we're calling it for now.
Yeah, I just...
But I'm just, like, I'm putting a few tweaks on it.
I knew you were working on it.
Right.
The only reason I mentioned
that. And, like, you know, our brother station, The Fan, wants my feedback, too.
Of
so I've
course.
Been working with them. I've been
big wide receiver,
busy.
Offensive line. We're
right.
going to trade down. Talking about going to 12, trading with Dallas. Maybe picking up that 12 and 20. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah,
we'll
the
see.
12 and 20. I mean, that is something.
This is always the thing, though, because, you know, all of the EMCs, you're up early for a reason. As I mentioned, maybe you're working overnight. You're dropping the kids off at a sporting event. You're a teacher going to school. Whatever reason you are an EMC, part of the early morning crew, we appreciate that. But I would imagine that the majority maybe are waking up early. So I don't need the Browns to trade that pick, and then you have to wait another six picks, which is another hour plus probably.
I
forget how much time you get for each pick in the first round, but it is relatively lengthy because it's a show. It is it's an NFL show. I mean, they're putting this on tonight. This is what it is. So if they decide to trade down instead of picking at number six, which would be earlier, and if they move back, that's another hour and a half I got to stay awake.
Well, then you can watch more of the Cavs game.
Yeah.
It's like
that's
at the same time, right?
Man, that's a good night.
Right.
That's when you need one of the, like, either two TV setups or go out somewhere. It's going to be a busy night. All right, so we can expect that a little bit later on.
Right. Yeah, my brain.
Sporty minute.
Could be. I mean, it's going to be longer than a minute probably because it's a lot of good.
It's going to be super sporty.
Sports stuff. A giant tunnel to keep sewage out of Lake Erie happening. They're putting the final touches.
Is this to avoid the rents? I did not actually see this story. I am very excited for it.
They've been working on it. We'll tell you what we know in 60 seconds. Euclid's at 49 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know this morning. A massive project to keep sewage out of Lake Erie entering its final phase. The Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District about to start work on its last giant tunnel. This is part of a multi-billion dollar system. Once finished, it could prevent hundreds of millions of gallons of overflow from reaching the lake each year.
So I will say this again, and I don't know if it's a flap. I don't know what they're doing there.
A flap.
Well, to keep the stuff
in. Oh, like
in.
The tubes? Yeah, I don't.
I didn't. Tube flap or what's going on here?
I didn't go deep on the tunnels or the tube flaps or whatever.
It's actually very important that we do because it is a signature thing on the show.
It really is.
Because of the Cleveland Rinse.
Would you add the tube flap to your t-shirt?
I would definitely add the tube flap to the t-shirt. So what I don't understand is that when we do have the Cleveland Rinse, when by design it shoots it into Lake Erie, mm-hmm. just I don't know if it's west of Edgewater, exactly where the tube's at. It's over there somewhere.
Right.
And then the next day, it's fine to swim.
It's not, though. I know.
Every time. So you know, it's okay to swim at Edgewater. You could not pay me enough to get in that water. After the Cleveland Rinse get in the water? There's not.
What I'm more upset about is that I've learned this now on the Jen and Tim show, like in the 13 years we've done this show, and that when I lived right by Edgewater and went there all the time mm-hmm. and swam all the time, yep. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I was too young to care or pay attention.
Right. But you left and you were wondering why your feet were a little itchy.
Exactly. Why I grew an antler. That's what you always say.
I mean, people go face first in that water. Are you out of your? I know that's the Metro Parks are taking it over, and the sand itself and everything else is beautiful. I get that. I'm not knocking it at all. The water's the water. I mean, what are you going to do?
Where do the tubes take it?
I don't know.
Further out?
I just know it's an old design in the system. When you get severe rainfall, it can't handle it. And we've talked about this year after year, but now they've got a flap. So they just flap.
No, nobody said there's a flap.
Okay.
Did you make up the flap?
I did. I don't know. I told you I didn't read the story. I made up the flap.
Yeah, I didn't do a deep dive. I will, though.
The Cleveland Flap.
I hate that more than the Cleveland Rinse. The NFL draft happens tonight through Saturday. It's taking place in Pittsburgh. They're expecting.
Why?
I tried to go quick.
We don't have to mention the city. Browns are drafted. Who cares about the city if it's not Cleveland?
To drive in for the weekend. Man. There were so many people in Cleveland. We did it. 700,000 people is what they expect.
I'd rather swim in that water.
Lies. Okay. That is false. You would go to Pittsburgh. The Browns have 9 picks, including first-round selections at number 6 and 24. And the long-anticipated Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, is here. I'm not happy about this. Initial reviews, not great, having a 26% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Michael's nephew, Jafar Jackson, stars in the film. It hits theaters this weekend.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there's a married couple. They live in Columbus, and they're going viral on TikTok. They post, like, couple content online, and they post about their experience that happened with an upcoming cruise. And it went so viral that they were even in People magazine.
Oh, boy.
All about their cruise drama.
Oh, cruise drama.
I don't like this.
See, I knew I shouldn't have gone on one. I knew it. I knew I should not go
they're
on a cruise.
They're still going on one.
I know.
Do you still want to go on one after hearing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jen?
There's more risk.
Oh, God.
Did you hear that, Jen? There's more risk. What could it be? Steve on the socials next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a married couple. They live in Columbus. Their name is India and Ian McHugh, and they make content on TikTok. They have a couple's account, and they post on there. And they were posting about an upcoming cruise they had. It was in this month. Like, the cruise, at this point now, they have just got done with the cruise. So they made it to the cruise. They went on the cruise. But they did go very viral. People magazine picked up the story. It was everywhere because they were posting us through the journey along the way, giving us updates. But basically, they were supposed to go on a cruise in April. And they were going with his parents because it was their anniversary. So it was like the four of them were going on this trip for his parents' anniversary. The mom is a teacher, so it was her spring break. So it was really, that was the week they could go. And they got an email just a couple days before the cruise was set to sail. Now, they live in Ohio, so they had to go to New York. It was a cruise out of New York. The parents went early, so they sent all the luggage with the parents. And the cruise was supposed to go to Bermuda. So then they get an email like 3 days before that it was being rerouted due to weather conditions and they were going to be going to Canada. Now all their luggage was in New York, and it was, you know, swimsuits, warm weather. And in Canada, the port, they were reopening just for them. It's not season yet there. So it's not even, like, warm in Canada. It's not even... It's very different vibe.
That is a very different vibe from Bermuda. Mm-hmm.
And they were all packed for Bermuda. So they get nothing.
What?
Like, it's the same price. Everything's the same. They did offer, like, it was through, I think, Virgin. They said, hey, you can, you know, get refunded and book a different one. But that was the week they had.
Because it was spring break, you said, for the parents. Mm-hmm.
They already had a plane ticket bought. Like, I mean, it was in a couple days. Like, it wasn't just like...
Imagine all these things you're saving in your notes app and your luggage doesn't make it to Jamaica.
I am so stressed out for the luggage situation and the fact that you have all summer clothes and now you're going to Canada. Mm-hmm. Where do you need a coat? I mean, where in Canada? That's crazy.
It was actually, Jen, in St. John, St. something.
St. Canada.
St. John, Canada.
Beautiful this time of year.
Mm-hmm. It's such a nice...
It's not even prime tourist season there.
Has this happened to anybody else and or luggage was lost? This wasn't lost, but, I mean, you hear those stories. That would be horrible.
That would be horrible.
If it just goes to a different city. And then what do you do? Do you go on an immediate shopping spree? Let's just say losing the luggage. Let's take the cruise part out of it. If you went to wherever it's at and you didn't, your luggage did not make it there. I mean,
I would take the refund. I would not go on that cruise. I wouldn't do it. That's such a significant difference.
Very different vibes.
I would just walk around Canada in a bikini.
Well, they showed videos of where they were at, and it didn't look like the most bumping cruise. Going to Canada would be cool, but it didn't look like...
Yeah.
The water was not giving Bermuda. It was giving Lake Erie.
It was definitely
significantly different.
216-343-1021. Anything similar. That is not a great situation. All right, it is Star 102. Good morning. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. My Aunt Monica just texted me. She said, this is not about a cruise luggage, but back when she lived overseas, luggage was lost all the time. It was really frustrating.
Oh, I bet.
That would be the worst.
We have everything you own in there. And that my stress for these people is, like, did they repack their luggage? Like, how did they explain what they did, Stevie, or no?
No, they said, I mean, they're wearing, like, wintry stuff, so I'm assuming they just had to bring...
Bring more stuff, right?
Just
yeah,
that one there because it was with the parents. But yeah, they're like in like a long sleeve cardigan, a Carhartt beanie. Like they are not in their swimwear.
Yeah, they should direct you to a like region. Yeah.
I know that they can change your route no matter what. Like they always tell you that they do that often.
That's what Trisha said. It's in the fine print. They can change the route, which we know. But from where to where,
like you're still in like the Caribbean or somewhere. Warm.
You would think even for customer service and to not get like, you know, people online complaining about it, you would do a like
place. They even said since they're in New York, they said they'd even be okay if it was, they ended up just having to go to Florida.
Yes.
Like they're still, you know,
south.
And they're still in
literally
the country,
just go south,
but
south.
Somewhere warm, somewhere warmer, and maybe the water bluer. Because I think that's like people enjoy that the more beautiful water.
I would agree with that.
Yes. Plus the sunshine.
It's definitely a good part of the cruise.
Another great Stevie on the socials. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim Show. It is Thursday, which means it is time to play around in Cleveland. How much do you make?
We want to know how much you make base salary. You can remain anonymous. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. And then each take a guess to see who comes closest.
We try. And I have still failed. You were within 5,000. Stevie has been within 5,000. I have not. We're trying to get within $5,000 of your base salary.
It's challenging. I mean, it's harder than you think. Sometimes these people have jobs I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And you just don't even know where to start. But it's really fun to learn about all of these new jobs that we've never heard of.
Who wants to play? 216-343-1021. Cleveland, how much do you make? We kick that off in less than 4 minutes on Star 102. Let's get to it. It's around a Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102? Cleveland's feel good favorites. Make sure you play along. Maybe you'll be a better guesser than we are. All right. Let's start with, what is your job?
I think the best way to describe it, I'm in construction sales. And I travel over 20 different states. I do about 150 nights of travel a year. I work with architectural groups and contractors from Milwaukee, Chicago area to Washington, D.C., all the way up to Bangor, Maine. I work to help develop construction plans for placing concrete, finishing concrete, saving old buildings, big box stores, retail space, you name it. and then I train everybody how to do it.
So when you travel, do they pay for your hotel?
Yes, they do.
And what kind of hotel are you in?
I'm a Marriott guy.
Very nice.
Points, that makes sense.
Do you have a company car?
Yeah, I do have a company pickup truck, and I typically carry around a lot of pretty expensive devices to measure the floors that these guys do. So if someone happens to slip and fall and they want to blame the contractor who did the floor, I can go measure and say, nah, not the contractor's fault. Someone didn't manage the floor correctly.
So are you trying to like upgrade the flooring they get, or it's already like sold as a certain product and you just like kind of finish up the details?
Both. I work to make sure the floor is safe and efficient, especially in the public schools, as well as in your big box stores where it's a retail space. But at the same time, the upgrade would be make sure there's a maintenance plan that goes with it so people aren't busting their rear ends on the floors.
Yeah.
And do you work for one company?
I work for one global company.
Okay, so this is his job. These are the details about his job. Up next, we're going to take a guess on his base salary. You can do the same thing. You can DM us, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102 on all the socials. We will go around the room. We will try to guess within $5,000 of his base salary. That is happening next. We're going to go around the room and try to guess your base salary within $5,000. Not sure if we can do it, but we're going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to guess $140,000.
I'm going to go $105,000.
I'm going to go $150,000.
So are we close? What's your base salary?
My base salary is 100. My base is 100.
Okay.
And I do make a lot more than that with all my commissions.
Did any of us come close to the actual number?
Oh, with the commissions?
One of you are within 15,000.
Okay.
I make a little bit more than 150.
Nice.
Can you hire me?
Yeah, we want to work for you.
We're always hiring.
Euclid is up 49 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. NFL Drell. What in the world? Why do I do that sometimes?
What is happening?
I was trying to say NFL draft. You know why? Because
I don't
this
know.
Story, I try to get through it quickly because I know I have to say Pittsburgh and I know you're going
to
get mad.
You don't have to. You decide to in the city of Cleveland. That is a Jen choice.
What do you want me to say? The draft
Look
is in
Look it up
Pittsburgh.
For yourself where it's taking place, Star 102. Literally anything. You are a smart individual. You could say anything else. A town in PA. Whatever you want to say. There's no reason to say that. If it was here, you would say it was in Cleveland. I mean, just for the purpose of the Jen and Tim Show and where we broadcast and how much we dislike the Steelers, we just cannot. I just don't feel comfortable mentioning the city. It's a beautiful city. I can't even imagine how beautiful it's going to be set up for the draft. I'm not knocking that at all. People tell me I need to go all the time because it is unbelievable at, we're in another area downtown.
The Acrisure State, or wait, the Strip District? Wait, where? In Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been told that all the time. I need to make the trip. I'm just saying for the show. I mean,
but
who cares?
It's the NFL draft and that's the city it's in. Like, what do you want me to call it?
Just do this.
Okay.
Something like that.
So the NFL draft is happening tonight through Saturday. It's taking place not too far away from here.
About there we
a two-hour drive down the turnpike.
That was a great pivot. That was fantastic.
Okay. They're expecting crowds of up to 700,000 people. It's a lot of people. I feel like people from here are going to go.
I'm sure they are. They should be. No, I'm not going to be mad at them.
Okay. The Browns have 9 picks, including first-round selections at number 6 and 24. Berea Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest back this year. Memorial Day weekend. Food, live music, family activities. It happens May 22nd through May 25th at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. And Cedar Point is bringing back their pre-K pass. This is a free season pass for young kids at Cedar Point, children ages 3 to 5, but you do have to register and activate it before May 31st. If you've been following along on the Jen and Tim Show this week, we found out that we are broadcasting live from Jamaica next week. The reason we're doing that is to experience the trip that you're going to win when we get back, because we're going to get you qualified for several weeks, boarding passes to go to Jamaica. So we're very excited to take this trip. Our spouses are coming along with us, which is great because Tim and I have a history. We used to date. We talk about that on the show all the time. That's no secret. And yesterday we talked about packing. I am pretty much packed. You are not. And that stresses me out to no end. Did you make any progress last night?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Oh.
I do know where my carry-on bag is located. I look to see if there is a
weight limit for the carry-on, which there isn't, right?
Okay. I don't believe so, because okay. I pack mine full.
Yeah, yours is probably, yeah.
It is bursting at the seams.
There, I looked at that.
Good job.
And then I did buy three new polo shirts.
Good job. Did
so
you
I'm basically
pack
there.
Do you know what you're wearing the polo shirts with?
Short. It's going to be 85 degrees.
It is.
I don't know.
Do you know your shoe game yet?
Don't know the shoe game.
Do you know what you're wearing for the broadcast? Are you wearing those shirts for broadcast or for dinner?
Well, I'm going to mix it up, Jen.
I look forward to that. But you still haven't laid anything out or planned the outfit.
No, I've done nothing. No.
Did you see the new checklist that the Board of Tourism for Jamaica, which is why we're going there to talk about how everything's reopened there. They sent a checklist on all the, not like clothing items, but the, like the work items and stuff you need. Did you go through that list?
So, yes and no.
What does that even mean?
It's a yes and no. It is yes. I saw the email. No, I didn't go through the checklist yet. We're not, that's Thursday.
So many hours
and times.
We're leaving this weekend.
So much
I'm going to go through this list with you. You are making me a nervous wreck. There's like forms you
need. Did you go through the list?
Yes. Yes. There's forms you need and stuff to get into Jamaica. Can we review this list, please?
Yeah, that's fine. It's probably a good time.
If you're not going to do it on your own.
I'll do it on my own.
When?
Oh, apparently in 3 minutes. That's what it sounds like is going to happen. This could also be your checklist. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
No, this one is very specific to this trip, I feel like. So let's go. We know you're not packed. And I mean, your clothing, that's on you. You're not packed. That's the way you do it. Fine. This stuff, though, this is like for the show, like to make sure you get there.
Yeah.
So do you have your flight itinerary?
Of course, you have that.
Right. Did you notify your cell phone company that you're going to be out of the country? Because I guess there's different.
I did that yesterday.
Okay.
I did see that. Those big things like that. I always like I'm the guy that usually plans the trip and books that and everything else. Right. So yes, absolutely. Those are done.
You got to handle that. Did you download the app? There's like a special app that we're all going to communicate on when we get there.
Did. Done.
Oh, see, you've done a lot of this.
I have done some of this.
Did you print the C5 form, like that form you have to fill out to get into the country?
Don't try to do it from your mobile device.
No, that is.
Because it was not going through. And then yours went fine. It was a whole entire thing, but yes, and finally printed and done.
Obviously, you have your passport. You check the expiration date.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Here's the thing. So, and we just like relatively recently learned about this trip. So, yes, I have a passport. But it expires in June. So I'm glad this trip is now.
It was a warning.
What do you mean? It was a warning. I thought to myself, oh, okay. I know I have it. And obviously I've had this passport for a while. And I think to myself, okay, it's still good.
This is,
but
you,
it's,
you're joking.
I'm glad it's now.
Is this one of those things that you do when you're just messing with me? Because
no, it's still good. Who cares? It's fine. We're leaving Sunday. That's not June.
Your passport.
June's in 2 months.
Your passport has to be valid for 6 months. I am not joking right now.
It has to be valid for 6 months.
It can't expire for 6 months or you could not get into the country. This is a thing. This is every time we go on a cruise, we know this. It's like in all the paperwork. It has to not expire.
If you have 6 months left, who cares? It's still good.
It's still good, but they want it to not expire for 6 months. You have like a 6 month window. And you're saying it expires in June, April, May. That's like 2 months away.
Now you're messing with me.
I'm not messing with you. I'm telling you this is a real thing. I'm Googling it because it's a real thing.
Anybody else?
You're joking. It expires.
No. It's okay. If it's April, if it expires, who cares if it expires the day we get back?
Can you travel out of the country with a passport that expires in 2 months?
Now I don't like this. I'm going to need some DMs. I'm going to need 216-343.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my? It's still good. I don't understand.
You need to rush this.
Jen is a really bad person. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I'm trying to make sure
we're
ready.
Now I'm getting heart palpitations.
Listen, I Googled it. If your passport expires within 6 months, you may be denied boarding by the airline or denied entry at the border. So once you get on the plane, so say the airline doesn't deny you, then what happens when we get to Jamaica and they don't let you in? It's the Jen and Nate show. I Star 102. It's the Jen, Nate, and Sandy show. Oh, we would have a good time.
We would have a good time.
Then what do you do? Do you go to like Jamaica jail? Where do they put you?
I don't know why you're making this worse.
It's good until June. How could you not travel? This is April 23rd. We leave Sunday. This is pre-June.
This is
I consider it pre-June. It's fine.
How am I making this worse? I'm making it better. You need to fix this.
You're making this worse. Much worse.
Would you have even checked? My goodness.
We have a... I don't know if I want to get this call. We have a travel agent that is confirming your story.
I told you. This is for real. This is a big deal.
I know it's a big deal. I'm finding out that it's a big deal.
You're freaking me out.
Good thing I went through the checklist on my own.
You did not.
I didn't do that either. All right. What does she have to say? We will find out in 3 minutes. Can I borrow someone's passport?
No.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
So.
I have a passport. This expires in June. Who cares? We're going to Sunday.
Emily from Lakewood here. She just sent a message to Facebook. Emily Hastings, thank you for reaching out.
Hi, Emily.
Jen is totally right. I'm going to Ireland next month with my master's program, and they drilled into our heads that our passport needs to be valid for an extra 6 months.
Can I get a why?
I don't know.
I mean, I know we don't have the why, and I'm not putting you in a spot, but why would that be? You can use your driver's license. You could drive all the way up until it's expired. And you have a driver's license.
We went on a cruise the past 2 years, and it is in every email, every communication from the cruise line. Your passport needs to be valid for at least 6 months after cruising date. Jamie just sent a message. Listen to this one.
No.
Jen is right. My sister was denied boarding when her passport was less than 6 months. Had to fly to Chicago instead and pay to rush the renewal through. What if now? So first of all, I wrote back to Emily and I said, well, if he goes to Jamaican jail, that might be fun for the show. I mean, it wouldn't, but it would. But what if you...
The joy, if people could see your face right now...
First of all, there's not joy. There is partial joy. Like, imagine me, Nate, and Sandy all getting on the plane and they have to fly you to Chicago to, like, renew your passport or something. This is ridiculous. And it's not like... We're going days ahead of the broadcast. It's like within 24 hours.
Well,
this is a major problem.
It's, I don't mean to blame Boss Chase.
What?
But it's not like I knew about it. Told us about it 3 days ago on how I'm taking all this heat.
That's a fair point, but you need, like.
You're just saying. Just found out about it.
But we just got this checklist yesterday, like early in the day. You could have made.
I'm afraid to go. Joe. I'm afraid to go this next call. I appreciate the calls and the DMs. This is why the Jen and Tim Show listeners are the best. I've said this over and over again. All right. Good morning.
Oh, my God. You're making me stress out, Tim.
What is this six-month rule? I don't understand the six-month rule. I'm going to get my clothes together, but what is this?
Jen is right.
What do you mean she's right?
I book travel all the time. I book travel for over 20 years. I just came back from booking travel for 100 people. Okay? You're stressing me out, man.
What is the solution here?
If you express your passport, I don't even know if he'll get it by next week, to be honest with you.
We leave Sunday morning.
No, I'm just being honest.
I mean, what could happen though? Will they not let him in the country?
I don't know. I've never had that happen before. When that does happen with our travelers, I tell them to express their passport because I don't want any glitches at the airport.
Well, I am going to be a glitch. What else am I going to do? I'm not going to get this stuff in time. Just go with my passport.
Is there like a passport office you can go to?
Yes.
Can you physically go? You can.
Well, you probably want to go on the passport website to see if there's a phone number. I don't have personally the phone number.
Yeah.
I'm looking online. It says if your passport expires within 6 months, you may be denied boarding by the airline or denied entry at the border.
That is not. I'm telling you that's true.
It's 53 degrees in Euclid, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The NFL draft happens tonight through Saturday, and it's taking place not too far away from here, just about a two-hour drive. in Pennsylvania. They're expecting crowds of up to 700,000 people. Browns have 9 picks, including first-round selections at number 6 and 24. It's in Pittsburgh. Party City is making a comeback just a year
over. I don't know where to get my balloons.
I know, right? Although,
there are places.
After Party
Dollar
City
Store,
closed,
Dollar Tree maybe.
I learned many new places to get balloons. Yeah, right? Dollar Tree was great. And the price is phenomenal.
It is.
It was much less. All right, anyway, Party City is coming back inside.
You're not going to get less than a Dollar Tree. I mean,
it was a great. Yeah. Hey, who else? There's another place that has balloons. Oh my gosh, I was just there and they have a sign up front that says
Balloons
we
are
do
us?
Yeah, we have balloons. It
says that in the window that we have balloons.
Yes, it does because I thought this is a good. I bet people have added this. Oh my gosh, is it like Walgreens or something like that?
Walgreens has balloons?
I might be making it up.
I like that.
Where have I gone recently?
You can get your penicillin.
No.
A Kit Kat bar and a balloon.
I'm telling you.
That place
is
never going under.
It's something like that. I'll figure it out. Anyway, Party City is coming back. They're going to be in
Staples.
They're going to be in Staples stores. No, I didn't.
Hey, I'm just a little edgy, okay? I apologize.
I don't.
This entire last 30 minutes has
been
horrible.
Three things you need to know. Third story.
That'd have been nice to
if you're traveling, make sure your passport doesn't expire for 6 months.
Would've
because
been nice.
If it does, you can't travel. We don't know if Tim's going to Jamaica now.
I don't.
That's it.
But
it's
I know where to get balloons.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.